This is KUT. School districts in Texas will have more money to implement pre-kindergarten programs next year. The state awarded $116 million last week to school districts as part of legislation passed in 2015. KUT's Kate McGee reports in many Central Texas school districts, the money will go towards additional training for teachers.
School districts sent in applications to the state outlining what they would do to boost their pre-K programs with the extra funding. There are certain requirements to receive the money. School districts must include how they'll engage parents, for instance. In Austin ISD, the money will offset costs for a full-day pre-K. Right now, the state funds half-day programs, and the district pays for the rest of the day. But most of the money will focus on professional development for teachers.
One of our challenge spots is that recognizing that our staff is our biggest asset, we want to make sure that they have cutting-edge training.
That's Jackie Porter. She leads the Early Childhood Department for Austin ISD, which will receive nearly $3 million over the next 2 years. Porter says a lot of professional development happens after school, and that can be hard for teachers. Traffic makes it difficult to get across town on time.
After teaching all day and engaging with students all day, it's difficult to go and learn something new.
This money will let teachers take 4 professional development days throughout the year. It will also be used to hire more staff and lower the student-teacher ratio. Manor ISD received about $360,000 for its nearly 800 pre-K students. But Tonda Brown with Manor ISD says that's not enough.
We're trying to do as much as we can throughout the district and use as many resources as we possibly can.
The money will mostly go toward teacher training and professional development, and it will offset full-day pre-K, which Manor is starting in the fall.
We just want to encourage our legislators to actually have this funding continue. More would be greatly appreciated, but definitely for them to take a look and see the need for the funding in the earlier grades, for sure.
The Texas Education Agency is required to monitor school districts that receive grant money, but it's unclear how they'll do that. Kate McGee, KUT News.